story that came, there's a major story. Let's just review. And the king in general, the Akedah as part of the Rosh Hashanah davening. Akedah begins, V'hi achar hadvar v'ele, k'nisa savram. Now, what does Nisa mean? So there are two pshatim what Nisa means. One is the Rambam, one's the Rambam, but in reality, it was taken from two Amoraim in the Medrash. Human beings have a lot of potential. But that potential, when you grow, when a person is pressed to that, take that potential and make it actual. Sometimes very difficult. Sometimes the process can be painful. But it's a painful part of growth when we take a lot of potential we have and make it actual. A person grows from that taking. That's the way the Ramban views it. Avraham Avinu has been going through a lot. It's been a life of growth. And now he's at a certain point. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to take all the potential that he still not has realized and bring it for his own personal growth, bring it to reality. Rambam writes something else. Kimnisa, nes is like nes in his gnosis, something to look at and as an example. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach a lesson. Everyone gives up something because he feels he's going to gain something at the end. You don't give up unless you're out to gain something. If I have money, I give up money to buy a certain object because I feel that object is more important to me than the money I have in my bank. If a person is willing to go through hard work, and then because he has a goal at the end, he gets out of the hard work. And he balances, is this thing worth it? The person gives up his life for something that he values more than anything in this world, and that's what gives life value. A person gives up a life for an ideal. That means he's saying my life, what's going to make my life, having lived my life, valuable is this ideal. And it's important enough for me to do that just to realize that ideal. For instance, right now, what is the basis underlying the war in Russia and Ukraine? The Ukrainian soldiers are willing to die for something. Because they believe having a free democratic Ukraine is more valuable than life. And if they can contribute that, it means they will have lived a meaningful life. Now, what? How far does one have to give up in his life to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We get everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All our physical, material things we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it is another dimension to it. What gives meaning to our life is connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, the Rambam writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give an example to all future generations. How far do you have to give? What do you have to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A little bit, a lot, everything. If you have Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu is 137 years old. His whole life, he's been preaching a certain ideal. Preaching that ideal and spreading that ideal has been the purpose of his life. There's one God in this world. This God represents Emes and Chet, Tzedakah u'Mishpat, Emes and Chesed. Avodah Zarah is false. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Emes. And he demands of us to live a life of Tzedakah u'Mishpat. This has been his message to the world. And more than anything else, if that's been the message to the world, he wanted that message to continue. He wanted a child. The fact that he had Yishmael didn't mean all it meant. Yes, he had a child. But it was clear that Yishmael wasn't continuing that message. And then all of a sudden he has a child, Yitzhak. And there's a future. And all of the Navu, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises are real now. And everything's going to continue. Kachno, do me a favor. That no is a very important word. Every child is valuable. And if he had, Sarah was his wife, so Sarah being his wife, he's not going to have any other child from Sarah. Shahafta, as Yitzhak, this is Yitzhak. This is the most valuable thing any human being could have. It justifies his past. It gives him a future. It gives meaning to his life and everything. And tomorrow, goodbye. But it's more than that. Right. So he's saying, I'm sorry, what does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, he told us, I want to give you an example of what a person has to be willing to give up for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Most conceivable, valuable part of his life. But it's more than that. Avraham Avinu, life, he's not just been living a life of a wealthy shepherd. His life has been dedicated to spreading an idea. And what's going to happen? He's going to shecht Yitzchak. And the next day, he's going to come back. He's going to meet his friends. Where were you yesterday? Oh, by the way, you know, I've been talking to you about Chesed and Emes the whole time. And I've been telling you there's a whole future here. The God I've been telling you about told me to shecht my son. How is he going to confront? There's no one to talk. There's no one to confront. He's telling these people, everything I've been telling you is a lie. And everything I've been worked for is over. It's finished. I have no future, but I don't have a present. And it nullifies my past. And he's standing there. And Vayashkim Avram Baboki. No hesitation. What is Avraham Avinu saying? The most absolutely important thing in my life. It's not justifying my past, even though it's a steer to everything I'm saying, and I don't understand it. It's my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wakes up early in the morning. Vayachris Chamoro, as I said, the man has incredible wealth. He has to put the saddle on the donkey. No, if you're eager to do something, you do it yourself. You don't wait for anyone else to do it. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had another Nesayim. Whether he was in Beis Lechem, whether he was in Be'er Sheva, he was in Chevron, Parshas, he was in Chevron at the time. Some Medrash says, you take a donkey from Chevron to Yerushalayim, how long is it? A few hours. It took him 3 days. And he didn't tell him to go to a specific place. I'm going to tell you, wander around until I tell you where it's going to be. So what's the purpose of that? And he's wandering around 3 days. Where's this place going to be? Kadosh Baruch Hu understands a very deep thing. Person can say something, okay, get psyched up, and he does it. But then, is it really affect his deeper inside? But no, give him 3 days wandering around to kind of figure out where he's been. He has everything to think over. He has to think over, and Yitzchak has to think over. Avraham Avinu has an advantage. You heard it. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu heard it from his father, totally devoted. His father believes everything his father's taught him. But now his father tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've been talking to you. Told me I have to shecht you. And he heard it from his father. Now he's not a little boy. He's 37 years old, Yitzchak Avinu. And he has to think it over. Do I trust my father to say, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? And in 3 days, think it over. Then, an unbelievable medrash. Medrash represents the reality of our lives. It says, so the Malach comes to Yitzchak and says, Yitzchak, the son comes to Yitzchak and says, Yitzchak, you know, when you were a little boy, your mother made you certain toys. And as a little boy, you played with those toys. Now, and you've been keeping those toys that meant a lot to you because those are the toys your mother gave to you. And you're going to give them over to your children someday. So you have it in a drawer somewhere. Someday, the toys my mother made for me, I'll give to my children. Now, you're not going to have children. You know what's going to happen to those toys? Yishma is going to give it to his children. Now, after 3 days of going through every piece of internal upside down, think about it for 3 days. I don't want you just jumping, doing it. Make sure it's really you. So, Major says, the Pesuk, Vayom Yitzchak Avraham Avinu, Vayom Avinu, Vayom Hineni. Yitzchak begins to get a little nervous. What's Medrash telling us? They're very deep. And I see it every day when I speak to people. People sometimes are willing to give up who knows what. And there's some little childish toy they hold on to. They're not willing to give up. And Yitzchak, what's going to happen to those toys? I mean, you're giving up your life. Who cares about the toys? But that's sometimes how people think. Avraham Avinu is giving up something else. At the end, Avraham Avinu is totally psyched up for this. For 3 days, talk about the sun, that means, as all these ideas are going inside of him, should I do what this, and all the reasons not to do it. And fine, he's there. Yitzchak willingly puts himself on the Zveyach, he ties him up, he takes the knife to shecht him, and he's right there. Malach says, Vayikre lo Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. Vayom Avram Avram. Here I am. Al tishlach yod chalna. Stop, don't do it. He's psyched up to do it. Yitzchak psyched up for the whole thing. And stop. So Medrash says, Avraham Avinu says, okay, I'm not going to shecht, but I'm just so psyched up, I got to do something. Let me just one drop of blood. I'll toss the moon. Nothing. Stop. Avraham Avinu has to now confront, okay, he psyched it up. Is he doing it because he psyched up? Or he's doing it because he wants the Mekayim that's in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll toss the moon. Don't do it. Don't touch him. Okay. So then, Avraham Avinu, that once Avraham Avinu stops, all psyched up. Then he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure there's an aisle right over there. He sees it, oh, I'll take that aisle. This will, I just want to show this, all the psychic energy I have that I've put into this, this aisle will represent my willingness to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that aisle is the shofar we blow in Rosh Hashanah. And we talk Zichron and Zichron. And then the Medrash. Medrash says like this. The moment the Malach tells the Ram Avinu, so Ram Avinu turns to the Malach and says, listen, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't understand you. You told me a long time ago that continuity I'll have is for Yitzchak. And then you tell me, Halel Ola, Shecht, and now you say, what's the story here? So Reb Chaim asks a simple question. Why did Avraham Avinu not ask that question before? The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, told him, should ask him a question then. Why did he wait until this point? The answer is very simple. He says, we, our job is to understand the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we learn Torah. That's how we connect in. And sometimes we have to accept the fact that there's a greater mind than ours. And we have to say, okay, we just accept the fact. The Gemara sometimes has to say this way, this one says, Gzeiras HaKosov. What does Gzeiras HaKosov say? Fine, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. I'll teach Shachat Chana, don't. After the third time, sometimes we have Shnei Ksuvim Achishim's answer. We just have Shnei Ksuvim Achishim's that we accept it. It seems to be a contradiction. But then we have a cause of Ashlish Machribenim. Then we have to, now let's get a better picture. It means Avraham Avinu had to say, logically, this makes zero sense. It's a steeper to everything, not that I want in my life, it's a steeper. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, there can't be a steva. Either is, I have to say, no, there's a higher mind. Sometimes, what do people have a problem in from kind being a Torah Jew? Being a Torah Jew means the ability to say there's a higher mind than mine. I don't understand everything. I'm working on it. And there's the ability to say there's a higher will than mine. I can't get everything that I want. And Avraham Avinu, more than anything else, he wanted Yitzchak. No one could want anything more than that. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, against every knowledge, give up. There's a higher mind than yours, there's a higher will than yours. And Avraham Avinu was willing to do that. He understood what it means to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this message was supposed to think about on Rosh Hashanah. That means, what is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a time when we look at ourselves. We look at ourselves, who we are, what we are, where we're going with our lives, what we've done, and where we're going. It's a very, if you take a look in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, when he begins, what is vidui? If I did a specific avera, how to say vidui? Spell it out, what you did, have charata, kabbalah, that you're not going to do it again. Okay. Ram comes to the vidui on Yom Kippur. Ram says, "What's the vidui on Avo Nachlo Chatan? Don't spell it. You don't have to spell out anything. What's the difference? Rosh and Yom Kippur days. Of course, you look at specific things you did. You have to look at yourself as a totality. Who am I? Where am I going with my life? What have I done with my life? And how am I going to make sure that my life is going to be in a different way?" That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. The beginning of Asaros Yom days, and you look at yourself. Where have I been and where am I going? And how am I going to get to where I'm going? What are my goals? Now, it's not always easy to achieve goals. Avraham Avinu spent many years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu kept pushing him two things that were difficult to him, to take all the locked up potential that Avraham Avinu had and make an actual. That's what growth is about, being pushed. Being pushed to grow. It's very easy. I know. After my father during the Second World War, many unbelievable stories, but he was United States Army, and he was stationed for 2.5 years in Hawaii. Hawaii was not as developed as it is today, but it's unbelievable climate. Never cold, never hot, always sunny. And I saw some letters here written by my mother. And he says, "You know, it's the ideal life here. It's warm. You see the natives just lying under the trees, eating coconuts and doing nothing." But apparently they never did anything that themselves. It's so easy here. Yeah, some people don't grow unless they're pushed to grow. Avraham Avinu is being pushed to grow and being held up towards an example of many, many things. And that example is supposed to be a wake-up call to us on Rosh Hashanah. Think about your life. Think where you want to go. Think what you want to do with your life. What are you willing... What's really valuable in your life? What's really valuable? The little toys? This past year, I was interviewing some bachur to come to Torah's Moshe. There's a young man, a tremendous shivas. He was going to become the Gadol HaDor in Torah. In his shiva, he's going to become the Gadol HaDor. But there are little things, a few things on the side, he wasn't willing to give up. You know, serious yeshiva could tolerate. But I do like this, I do like this. And I kept thinking when I was talking to him, he's giving up his life. And one of the things he had to overcome, giving up some toys. So people have goals. People that want to go. Growth, that's sort of in the Sayon. Sayon is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in a position, not necessarily easy, but it's to push yourself to grow from that. Take the potential that you have inside of you and make it real. Human beings have incredible potential. Incredible potential. I talked about 9/11. Okay. There are many, many stories. There are many ideas. I forget. Story. But story of 9/11 is a story that the koach that a person who's a deep ma'amin has, even if you believe in, you had a small group of people believed in a fake religion, fake ideals. But their belief was so deep, they were going to take on and destroy the symbols of the United States economy, most powerful economy in the world. goes to show the koach of a deep mammon he has. And it goes also to show their people, what was their whole life? Their whole life was Twin Towers, was a major center of American economic life. Their whole life was making millions and then millions upon millions upon millions. And they confronted these maminim. He said there's something else to life besides all the money that you're out there making. That idea, that coming together of a mammon, fake amuna, a totally fake religion, but they believed it. They're going to take on the people who believe there's nothing more in life than money. That's remember, you know, that there are those of us who remember it. We have a young man whose father experienced it, didn't just remember it. A lot of lessons there. The koach amuna. And it's the koach inside every human being. Unbelievable kochos. Unbelievable kochos. And the deeper his commitment is to real ideals, the greater his ability he has to achieve those ideals. Avraham Avinu had one major ideal, dedication to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, he's being pushed to an ideal. What are you willing to give up for that? Is that your real ideal? Or it became a career, you know, you're a famous person, you influence people. It sometimes becomes a career. And you forget what the ideal was in back of it. No, it's not a career. Not an ideal back of it. It's not that you have no future. It's not that you have no past. It's this is the ideal. And Avraham Avinu is being pushed in a very hard way to take that and make it the reality of his life. The deep lessons we have here. When we think about ourselves, what's really important in life? How am I going to get it? How am I going to make a life that's really valuable? What am I willing to give up for? It's the story of that Gator. In the end, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him a simple thing. You know, Avraham Avinu, I didn't want you to kill Yitzchak. I wanted you to be ready to kill Yitzchak. I wanted you to realize you don't understand everything. Logic isn't what runs the world. I want you to understand it's not a career. It's not a past. It's not a future. It's Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all I ask of you is something. Take this aisle and show me. And this is going to be represent the idea. Put all that psychic energy into this aisle. Because what I wanted that psychic, I wanted the psychic energy. I wanted that growth of yours. It's the idea of a carbon. That's why it's the idea of a carbon. I'm willing to give up my life for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is my substance. And that's why when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shofar is to wake us up to the ideas behind the Akeda. It's very critical. It's very important. And the ideas and the importance is something that it's part of the message. We have to look at ourselves, Rosh Hashanah. Where am I as a total person? Where am I going? Yeah. Where have I been with my life? Where am I going in life? And when people move into maturity, move into beginning a mature part of your life, it's a time to just say, what gives life value? What's important? And how am I going to make my life that way? That's what the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is about. looking at where I've been in the past, looking where I'm going in the future. And especially at a certain critical age, when it emerges from adolescence into adulthood, and you're looking where you're going to spend, how you're going to build your adult life, the idea of looking at yourself as a totality, that's a major part of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's why we begin Rosh Hashanah with the Akedah. Okay.